This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. New Mexico Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich commented last month about the Gold King Mine spill. As you recall, the August 2016 release of millions of gallons of toxic waters into the Animas River from the abandoned Colorado mine swept downstream into New Mexico via the Animas and then farther downriver into both the San Juan and the Gila rivers. After this word from our media partner, I'll share Senator Heinrich's thoughts on the environmental disaster and its devastating impacts.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. Did you know that 67% of New Mexicans live in cities, towns, and villages? That's almost 1.5 million folks. The New Mexico Municipal League lobbies on behalf of cities to secure the resources for essential municipal services, such as water, sewer, police, and fire protection. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Here's Senator Martin Heinrich's message regarding last summer's Gold King mine disaster.
When I toured the affected areas in New Mexico following the spill, I visited with impacted residents and joined the San Juan County Fire Department to deliver clean water to farmers in Aztec. I later met with President Russell Begay in Window Rock to discuss impacts on the Navajo Nation. I continue to share the anger and frustration of Four Corners residents over this terrible accident, and I will continue to hold the EPA to task for repairing our watershed. This must remain our first and top priority. Since the spill occurred, my staff and I have worked closely with stakeholders to help communities recover and to hold the EPA accountable. I have also fought for long-term monitoring of water quality from the mine, which had been leaking waste into this watershed for decades before the spill. And I am working with my colleagues in Colorado to help secure the resources for an early storm and flash flood warning system to help prevent heavy metals from entering irrigation ditches and reservoirs during periods of high volume river flow.
Senator Martin Heinrich says he recently welcomed the news that the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to add to its Superfund National Priorities list the Vineta Peak Mining District, which includes the Gold King Mine.
The public comment period on this designation closes on June 6th, and I would encourage all of you to voice your support. This will allow the EPA and the state of Colorado to work on long-term cleanup steps that will directly benefit our downstream New Mexico communities. But we can't stop there. We desperately need to bring our mining laws into the 21st century. On average, Gold King and its three neighboring mines pour 330 million gallons of contaminated water annually into Cement Creek and the Animas River. That is a travesty. And there are dozens more in the Silverton area that also contribute to this destructive legacy. I've teamed with Senator Tom Udall to introduce legislation to use reasonable royalties and fees from hard rock mining to create a dedicated funding stream for cleaning up toxic mine waste. The industry should pay its fair share and be held accountable in the same way that we currently treat oil and gas, coal mines, and other industries that work on our public lands. In addition, I support Good Samaritan legislation that would allow organizations to help clean up abandoned mines without assuming liability for sites that they did not contaminate.
Democratic New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich. Last week, New Mexico became the first state to file a lawsuit against the EPA and two mine owners for economic and environmental damages caused by the Gold King mine spill. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.